So let's start with number one. I'm going to call number one impulse control. Impulse control. This sounds like such a simple muscle to develop. The ability to do simple things, like to pause before speaking, to wait before acting, to resist criticism, to delay my response, to protect strategic priorities, to avoid giving a quick yes, or to be too mean and giving a short no. It sounds so interesting. Best I could come up with from the scripture was sort of a guarded response. You know, this the ability to kind of think before you speak, to beware. And we've all seen that. You know, you see a leader who's on the hot seat and these things are being thrown at them and tough questions are being presented, but somehow they do what we call remaining cool under pressure. Or we've been around this exceptional church leader who's in a confrontive posture and or being confronted by someone, and they handle it with just grace, and they handle it in such a way that you thought it was just going to blow up, but instead of adding gas to the fire, they quickly added some nice soft water and they hugged it out and kept going. I mean, this is quite a powerful thing to do impulse control. And then also in our own lives, we think about times where we were too quick to speak. Those things haunt us. Can you think of something right now? You know, the word is out, but you can't take it back. I think our buddy James had something to say about this. In James chapter 1, 19, he says, "Know this." Like, I know it. You should know it too. "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." That's impulse control. Quick to hear, the impulse to hear. We're going to come back to that one here in the next one. Be slow to speak and slow to anger. Proverbs 29:11 says it more directly. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. This is a muscle that has to be strengthened. It's one that has to be worked on. And not always worked on in the way that we think about it. For example, for some of us, it's not that we say something harsh, or it's not that we say something over the top. That certainly should be handled. But it's that we're too quick to agree, or we're too quick to say yes, or we're too quick to do what my older brother used to say, write checks with your mouth that your butt can't cash. I don't think that's found in the proverb, okay? But have you ever said yes to something and then 5 minutes later, 5 weeks later, thinking, what in the world was I thinking? And we all have this tendency to be people pleasers, and this pushes at our impulse control. We all are human and our emotions react. So I'm not just talking about the times where we fly off the handle. I've been there. I've done it. I'm doing it less, I hope, as I get older, but I can still look back and even if I didn't do it publicly, I walked into my office after it was over and knocked a couple of books off the desk or kicked a chair over here or there. Now, I maybe held the muscle in check, you know, in the room, but then I went over there and screamed into the Nerf ball when nobody was looking. But it is being able to hold your tongue in a tense meeting. It is to be able to toss up what Ken Bullitt talks about arrow prayers, you know, that where it's like an arrow you're shooting up to God, like, oh Lord, please help me in this situation. And sometimes help is a great arrow to fire off and say, I don't know how to respond. But over time, we do have to, and this is beyond the scope of my talk, but We have to figure out ways to buy ourselves time so that we can think. To not give that quick reaction, to not give that sharp response, to do what Viktor Frankl talked about, that to take advantage of what Viktor Frankl talked about is that small space between action and response, or stimulus is how he said it, and response. And Viktor Frankl, the Jewish Holocaust survivor, says, I learned that between every stimulus, there is a small space before I can respond. And so we have to go in there and crank open that small space and buy ourselves time to respond. Even we know we could say yes, we know we could say no, we know we could be sharp, but we choose not to. And so we avoid making reactionary decisions. We avoid making reactionary changes. We take the few complaints that we get on one bad Sunday or one bad meeting. And that really is what they are. You know, we can get 1,000 compliments, but it's the few complaints that we hear. We learn to take those and hold them up and evaluate them and decide what the worthy response is. We pause before sending that email. Do you have that setting on your email? There's a setting on some. They don't have this on text, which is another reason I don't like text. Well, sometimes you can grab a text real quick if you hurry up. Yeah, they do that unsend. But in email, there's actually like a button, like a choice you can make to say, you know, wait 5 minutes to send this email so that you can go out there and grab it back really quick because they know this is our response. Or to make that phone call. Say, so, you know, I'm just so upset. I'm just going to call them and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Be careful. You don't have much left in doing that. Or the ability, how about this, to sit with discomfort and just ponder it. Or to hold up criticism and evaluate it. One of the things that's relevant here that I learned through some of my health challenges is that thoughts are just things. They're not always true, what you think. What somebody else says, it's just a thought. It may not be a truth. It might be. But I learned it through going through some difficult health battles where I was starting to project negative things like, oh, this is going to be really bad, or, oh, that test is going to come back poorly. And I had to capture those thoughts, much like Job says, you know, capture that thought, hold that thought up, hold court with that thought and say, is this true? Is this not true? Well, these are the kind of things you learn to do to avoid acting without thinking, to strengthen that muscle of impulse control. Proverbs 15:28. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. I know some of you are thinking, I thought this was about executive function, not being a good spouse, but it works there just as well. All right, here's a few thoughts for you before we get to the next one. I have it written in my notes as for any significant decision. But then I went back and scratched out the word significant. For any decision, for any email, for any staff change, for any tough conversation, wait 24 hours. We often talk about impulse buying, right? You've heard that term. In one of my books on financial management, I said, yeah, it's okay to make a big purchase. Okay? You don't have to think a lot about a $10 purchase or $20 purchase. Yeah, be aware of it. It could be very important, but you're about to make a $200 purchase or $500 purchase or $1,000 purchase or something more significant. We do give more time if you're looking for a house or an apartment or something. But the idea is add it to your cart, like your online shopping cart, but let it sit there for 24 hours. And then if you still want it the next day, or if it still feels like a good deal, and we used to say that, salespeople hated it. My older brother's in sales. He would say, my least favorite thing is I need to go home and sleep on it. You know, because he knows if he can't get them right now, get them while they're ready, you know. But just to learn to wait between the stimulus and the response, there's a small amount of time. And you want to strengthen that muscle by expanding that time. So if it's really difficult, maybe you give it 48 hours. If it's extremely important, maybe you give it a whole week. Then you pray about it. First step, talk to God about it. A lot of times when we're in these situations, and sometimes the easiest person to talk to is the first one you see, to go into your executive pastor's office and say, you're not going to believe what I just was told or what I just found out or what I just heard. Or you bring it home to your spouse and you unload on them. But you pray. You get insight. You take consult. We'll come back to that in a moment. You get a fresh perspective. You shake off the emotional side of it so you can think about it clearly. And so call this the 24-hour rule or 48-hour rule or 72-hour rule or 96-hour rule. Or now the math's getting too big for me, 168-hour rule. Okay. And then number two, just kind of a way to strengthen this muscle is learn, and I'm not the best at this, strategic filter questions. Yeah, no, this is still under impulse control. But one of the ways to strengthen impulse control is to practice the 24-hour rule. Like, you know, buy yourself some time, pull out of the situation, say, let's table this, let's come back to it. But to do that, you then have to build these filter questions. So one of the things that I see pastors get in trouble with a lot is they say yes to everything. Nice couple comes up to you after the church. I've got a wedding coming up in a couple of weeks. Would you do it, Pastor? You're the only one I want. You're the one I love. You're the one that baptized me. You're the one I'm saved. You'd be like, I'd be absolutely delighted to do it. And then you go back and you start to put it in your calendar and you realize, that's my anniversary weekend. Why did I say yes? These are filter questions, things that you force yourself, these muscles you strengthen to say, you know, let me write that down and can I get back to you on Monday? Or, oh, I'm so honored by this and I really want to do it, but I've learned that I shouldn't do these things so quickly. I need to just check just a couple of things. Or, you know, you have people that help you. You have processes that help you. You know, I've turned over my calendar. I did this for a number of years. I've turned over my calendar to someone else because honestly, I struggle with a balance. And so I've had to get some help. And I admit my vulnerability is not that I don't want to say yes, but it's that I get myself in trouble. And surely they understand it. These are like strategic filter questions that you might offer the person or might buy you some time. But then you have to then ask yourself some questions. You know, when you do buy that time, like, do I have the capacity to do this? You know, can I do it well? Does it move forward? Well, no, let me save that one. How about this one? Is it the Lord's will that I do it? Most of the decisions that you're going to face and many that I face are not decisions between good and bad. We could figure that out, you know. Hey, you want to go out and get drunk with us on Friday night, Pastor? Let me think about that. No, I think we can pretty much choose on that one. But it is something like that, you know, can you do my wedding next weekend? Can you handle this? You know, can you take advantage of that? So we just have to consider this. I'm trying not to be too specific because I want it to resonate with you. But, you know, ultimately what we're trying to say is, I don't want to speak to someone else before God speaks to me. And that's the muscle that you're trying to build. And the filter question that takes us to the next one is, if I say yes to this, or if I respond in this way, or if I move this forward, does it advance what I'm going to call your top three priorities in ministry. And then I'll explain. And yours may not be three, it may be five, it may be two, but the idea is that everything that you're doing, everything that you're saying, every action that you're taking is filtered through this idea of, is this advancing my calling, the mission, the priorities of where I'm living right now? So if you think, okay, I have these three priorities. For me, I really only have two outside of my family, and that would be serving my church, right, pastor, or serving you as other pastors. So does this further my priority of leading a healthy and growing church, or equipping and advancing and investing in other pastors? And then family and all that.